This goes to Scott Kastening, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, fax 989-842-1110. Regarding Rodney Westall, W-E-S-T-A-L-L, date of birth April 5th, 1948. Dear Mr. Kastening, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Westall with diabetic nephropathy, microalbuminuria, and coronary artery disease. His last visit was November 14th of 2022. He has had preserved renal function, but since his last visit, he had a myocardial infarction and was admitted to the hospital, Midland Hospital, from 9:30 through 10:06 of 2023, and he had two drug-eluting stents placed in his heart. He's feeling much better now, although he does have a severe aortic stenosis, and he's scheduled to have a TAVR, capital T, capital A, capital V, like Victor, R, tomorrow in Midland to repair that, replace that aortic valve. He did have chest discomfort and swelling before he went in with his myocardial infarction, and that is completely gone at this time. He states that blood sugars are well controlled now. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current chest pain or discomfort, no edema, no claudication symptoms, no shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the amiodarone 200 milligram daily. His new medication includes Plavix 75 milligram daily and low dose aspirin 81 milligram daily. He's been on Xarelto 20 milligram daily for many years, and he's still on that. And other routine medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical examination, weight is 155 pounds. That's about an 8-pound decrease over the last year. Pulse is 55 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/62. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular with a loud aortic murmur. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and there's no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 21st, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.02. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium is 8.8. Sodium was 138. Potassium, 6.0, and that will be repeated tomorrow. His proBNP level, 942. Albumin level is 4.0. Hemoglobin, 10.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis, negative for blood and trace of protein. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. 2, microalbuminuria. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 3, coronary artery disease with severe aortic stenosis. He will be having his TAVR procedure done tomorrow in Midland. 4, hyperkalemia. Potassium level will be rechecked prior to the TAVR procedure tomorrow. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.